David says that problems are not handled on the level at which they seem to be occurring, but on the next higher consciousness level. Here, he'll tell us why.
So grief can't be handled on the level of grief. So you look at the levels of consciousness, and you look and see where you're at, and then you move up. So from grief or resentment or something like that, you can move up to acceptance. You can move up to acceptance and stop personalizing it. It's not you, it's the nature of life. It's the nature of protoplasmic life. It's the nature of human life. It's the nature of life in this country at this time. The employment rate has nothing to do with you personally. These are all personal phenomena. So you learn to sort of generalize it, not take it personally, and move up to the next level of consciousness, which is hope. So when you lose one job, instead of dismay and anger, resentment and depression, you move up to neutral. You move into So you lost this job, so? I mean, you look on the paper, lots of jobs. You walk down the street, there are lots of jobs. The town I live on, you can walk down any street in the business district and you'll see help wanted signs. Right in the middle of the great unemployment crisis, there's help wanted signs in practically half the stores. Everybody wants help. People don't want to work those hours or for that kind of money or under those conditions. But if you let all of that go, you'd be happy to walk down the street, and I can make good money every single day of the street by washing windows. So that you see that it's not really a financial problem, but it's one of choice that you really don't want to move to the level of window washer. You want to do what you want to do, play piano or dance or paint beautiful pictures and still get rich. Move up to hope that this is the opening for a new exciting adventure. You don't know what the adventure is going to be. And you don't know what kind of a job you're going to come up with. I find every job has things that are interesting about it. No matter what kind of a job you have or where, there's always new people to meet. So one of the interesting things about any new job is to meet all these new people that you're going to be working with and spending time with, get acquainted with them. So there's new friendships to be made, new associations to be made, new people that are interesting or entertaining. Some of the people you meet are going to be funny, and some people are going to be awful. And so you know that. And it's just a new adventure. So life goes from one adventure to another adventure. It's always a new adventure, living one day at a time.